I don't need to go sharking after other women. You're my one and only. You know it. Everybody knows it.
Previously, Louise waxed Joe.
Someone got dressed in a hurry.
I've tried so hard, but I am not army wife material. No, I'm not spin. Angela!
Did what you had with her mean more than what you've got with me?
No.
And why should I let her walk away with my life? He wants us to buy a house. He's talking like the man I married. Sergeant Raveley.
He thought his wife was with other men.
Tasha walks out of a hearing.
He was wrong.
You happy now?
He's been seen with Nikki. It's not over. I nearly didn't come tonight.
Louise's smile fades.
No. No.
This was our one and only chance!
To do what? Crucify his widow?
So all those promises, the cottage in the country, that was all lies to keep me sweet.
No. Lou, please.
I can't live like this.
The screen goes black. 4 months later. Day. Colourful welcome home banners and Union Jack bunting have been hung out on St. Mark's estate. Tasha is hurriedly and resolutely pushing Alfie in his buggy away from the festivities. Home front. Tasha looks down as she passes wives with young families decorating the estate. Her belly is swollen. Louise jogs up to her, removing the earpieces of her MP3 player as she does so.
I thought he was going to be dreading today even more than me.
One more soldier's wife asked me to do her nails.
Looking sympathetic, Louise lays a hand gently on Tasha's back and they walk off together. Claire waits outside a large terraced house. Sam comes out.
Hi.
Hi.
How's your dad?
Cool.
Good weekend?
Cool.
Good. You know Pete's home today.
Ping dinner, early night. Cool.
They go to the car. At home, Louise enters the kitchen studying a letter. She sighs, throws down keys and reaches for the phone.
Carl, you won't believe what he's done now.
In Laysham town centre, Paula's carrying shopping when she spots Tasha up ahead, pushing Alfie in his buggy. Paula stops. Tasha glances at Paula dismissively, turns a corner and walks on. Carl's at Louise's.
This is what happens when you divorce the army. He's the one that cheats, I'm the one that gets booted out. 93 days to vacate.
93? Who comes up with 93?
All who cares? This is his kid's house as well. I mean, where are we supposed to go? Oh, my God. You don't think Nikki's pregnant, do you?
Would it bother you if she was?
I'll tell you something. We're not shifting. No surrender.
Carl's fitted a new front door lock.
She swerved me. No kidding, there were skid marks on the pavement. And with a bump on that buggy, it's not easy.
She's never forgiven you for the inquest. You shouldn't have dragged her into it.
I know that now. But how can I say sorry if she won't let me within 50 yards?
You need to prove it to her, love. Make a fool of yourself if you have to.
Oh, paint me nose red and wear a squirty flower.
Yes, if that's what it takes.
Claire's at home when Sam and Millie come downstairs into the dining room.
Stay out of my room!
Stop hogging the iPad, then. It's meant to be for everyone.
Do I go into your room? Do I?
You don't have to, because I don't hog stuff.
Nathan, who's that, then?
A friend. Yeah.
It's got a friend.
Yeah, just the one.
Yeah, cool.
At Tasha's front door.
This is a tandem. I asked about doubles, but they get stuck in doorways, apparently. Turns on a sixpence.
Tasha nods sullenly.
I got myself in a state. I thought I was the only one left fighting Matt's corner.
Well, you weren't.
If I could take it all back, love, I would in a heartbeat. I'm sorry. I hate us being strangers.
We're not strangers.
You just wish we were.
Why?
It's got a one-hand fast fold. Try saying that with your teeth in. With loads of room for your shopping. Take it for a test drive this afternoon.
It's the homecoming.
Let Alfie see his Uncle Tom in action.
Yeah, and a match-shaped hole where his dad should be. I think I'll spare him that one. Cheers.
I didn't mean that. Tasha, we're all going to be there.
Thanks for the buggy parlour. It's lovely.
Paula nods awkwardly, pauses, then walks away. Tasha heaves a sigh, looks down briefly, then steps out and wheels the buggy inside. Pipers lead the lad's bus into the barracks. Howard kisses Paula's hand as they wait with Adam in the crowd.
We're here for Tom.
Speak for yourself. I'm here for the cousins, sisters, pen pals. I'm not too fussy.
Yeah, there's a few mums you wouldn't kick out of bed and all.
Oh, have some respect.
Hey, I said him, not me.
The bus draws to a halt. Pete addresses Tom as he gets off the bus.
Sergeant, have a good break with you folks.
I intend to, sir.
Hi, you, Mum. Oh, Mr. Allen.
Pete goes over to Claire and hugs and kisses her.
Hello, you. Good to see you, mate.
No, there's nothing on telly.
Tom to Adam.
No, Tasha.
No, no.
Joe gets off the bus and stands alone. A little girl runs to a soldier. Nikki talks over Joe's shoulder.
I see your fan club's running late.
She walks off holding hands with a soldier. Pete hugs Sam. Joe shoulders the strap of his kit bag and shambles off. At Pam and Howard's.
They do feed us over there, you know.
Not enough. Here, have another water. It's lemon and lime.
It's still water.
He's dehydrated. They're all dehydrated.
Howard swaps it for a beer. Tom picks up a biscuit off a plate to look at it.
She thought Tasha was going to bring Alfie.
Can't blame your mum for trying.
Do you be waving flags today in Tasha's shoes?
It's not about today. Mum doesn't give a stuff about pomp and circumstance. She just wants Alfie with his family. And good friends.
You babysit, don't you?
He does.
Well, she doesn't go out too much, to be honest with you.
Your mum... She's lucky if she gets a wave in the street when we pass her.
Adam shrugs.
Try talking to her.
Don't tell me you get this on base. Homemade rice pudding. Ooh. Right, first one to the middle's the winner.
He's there. Get off!
They shovel it down. Joe walks into his street where bunting blows in the breeze. He stands staring towards his house. An army dad is playing football with kids in the street. Other soldiers, surrounded by children, are greeting their women. Joe glowers, then marches briskly to his house. Louise peeps out anxiously from behind a net curtain as Joe goes to unlock the door.
Lee, open the door.
He's framed in the long, narrow window in the door, which is covered by a net curtain. Joe goes to a window.
Louise, open the door.
You're a single man now. Go back to barracks.
She lets the net curtain drop. Joe strides round to the back of the house through the open garden gate and goes to French windows. Louise appears at them.
Let me in.
I don't want you here.
She's pulled a long net curtain aside to look out. She lets it drop back, then tugs the curtains closed on him. Joe marches back round to the front door where he's deposited his kit.
Louise, open the door.
He clenches his jaw, walks away, then turns back.
Get out! Get out or I'm ringing the police!
Call the police, it's my
house!
What
are you doing? This is our home, not a war zone. Look at you!
You can't keep making decisions without me.
You're having us kicked out.
You should have spoken to me, yeah? Not your solicitor, you! The kids need a dad.
Yeah, well, that like one. Call off the welfare. Screw you won't, but leave us our home.
I want to see him.
No chance.
19 weeks away. 19 weeks of not putting him to bed. You won't stop me seeing him. It's not fair on them. They want to see me too.
Louise glances at the neighbours.
You can stay for one night on the sofa, then you're back to barracks tomorrow. And fix the door.
Show's over!
The onlookers wander off. Joe picks up his kit and enters the house. In Laysham town centre.
I'm going and I'm spending.
Sam checks about as he walks towards Nathan and a gang of teenagers beside a wall.
Good weekend.
All right, yeah.
Did you bring a back present?
Sam surreptitiously hands him a packet.
What?
Tasha opens her door to Tom.
Tom!
Hiya.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
Thanks, how are you?
Yeah, looking good.
Joe carries Grace towards a school playground where Hannah's skipping.
The boys go and the girls go wherever.
Daddy!
Hello, gorgeous. How are you? Yeah, I've missed you. You all right?
Yeah. We are going to have so much fun. Take your bag.
Come on, then. Have a good day at school. Yeah.
So when did Alfie start nursery, then?
About a month ago. 3 afternoons a week.
Mum never said. She does love you, you know.
Don't. She loves Alfie.
And you. We all do.
Tasha smiles awkwardly and gets up.
You saved me a trip.
Holding her swollen belly, she goes to a coffee table cluttered with toys. Tom gets up from the dining table and follows her.
Is that Matt's?
Yeah. It's from Soldier to Soldier bracelet, the one you bought him. Visiting officer delivered his personal stuff.
Oh, you have it.
I want you to have it.
Look, what about Alfie when he's older, eh? What about you?
I've got something.
Tom picks up the ring she has on a chain around her neck and studies it.
Wedding ring.
When did you get this?
Last week.
He stares down at it sadly.
You never said anything to anyone.
He glances at Tasha, then drops his head. She kisses his cheek, but their heads remain close. He kisses her on the lips, and she kisses him back. Tom pulls back.
Sorry, we can't do that.
I just did.
That was out of order, I'm sorry.
He offers her the bracelet.
Yeah.
No, keep it. Matt would have wanted you to have it.
Tom studies the bracelet, then picks up his leather bomber jacket.
She gone?
Yeah, your mum will be waiting.
He puts on his jacket.
I'll pick Alfie up mornings, okay?
He leaves, looking mortified. Tasha looks unsettled.
Can I have my present now?
Here we go, then. How's that? And one for you.
What'd you say?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And one for Mummy, look.
He hands Louise a little carrier bag.
Thank you.
Open yours, Mummy.
She takes a box from the carrier bag and opens it. There's a silver locket in it. She touches it with an index finger.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Joe kisses her on the side of the head and walks away. Hannah stares across at Louise, who looks down uneasily. The early morning sun casts a golden light on the red brick walls of the army houses. At home, Joe lies asleep on the sofa. He stirs, scratches his head, and reaches for his mobile on the coffee table. He turns off the alarm and flops back. Joe gets up. Pete and Claire are in bed. He kisses her, then stares down at her.
You are very beautiful, Miss Marshbrook.
But will you still say that when I'm old and wrinkly, Mrs. Bartham?
Ask me again in a fortnight.
Millie's in the shower. Sam enters the bathroom wearing headphones and holding his mobile phone. Sam hurries back to his room.
Give me that phone, you pervert!
The door was open.
What's going on?
You walked in on me.
She didn't lock the door.
You didn't hear the shower?
He was filming me.
Get lost.
Check his phone.
Me.
Were you? Sam?
I feel sick.
Go and dry off.
In a couple of weeks' time, he'll be my brother.
She should have locked the door.
Tasha opens up to Adam.
Won't stop. Just drop your knees off.
He shows a plastic carrier bag and steps inside. He enters the living room where Alfie's playing.
Hello, mate.
On his way to the kitchen, he wiggles his fingers at Alfie, then pulls a biscuit out of the bag.
Pizza Hut hot branching out.
They're from Paula. She said they'd only go to waste.
I can afford biscuits.
I know. She just thought that you
what
might...
What does your mum think? She must have an opinion. Everyone else does.
What's up?
Adam's funny little eyes.
Eh?
She stands, arms folded.
Is it the homecoming?
She looks down and shakes her head.
Tasha.
If Matt were alive, you wouldn't dare try and tell me how to live, none of you.
It's a few biscuits, relax.
No, I'm feeding my son, I'm paying my rent. I've got a life.
All right.
Well, you should try it sometime.
She turns away.
Yeah.
She rests her hands on the dining table and stares down. Adam walks out. In his bedroom, Sam's using his iPad when Pete enters.
Didn't do it.
I need to look at your phone.
I didn't film her. Sorry to disappoint you.
And if you didn't do it, you've got nothing to hide, but I need to tell Millie she was wrong.
Welcome to my world.
And I will do when I've looked at your phone.
Lying daughter, pervy stepson.
Sam imitates scales with his hands, then tosses down his mobile. Pete picks it up. Pete scrolls through photos of the homecoming parade and Claire beaming.
All present and correct.
Pete nods, smiles faintly and hands back the phone.
Of course, I could have uploaded it to YouTube by now.
Pete glances back at him from the door, smiles and nods, then leaves the room which is plastered with posters. At home, Paul is in Matt's old room clearing out his clothes drawers. She folds a pair of jeans.
What are you doing?
She can't stay on the patch much longer. I thought, just till she gets herself sorted.
Tasha, live here. You are joking.
Don't mean Alfie can't sleep over.
10 out of 10 for effort, Mum. I'll give you that.
I've got a gob on me, I know that. But what's your father ever done? Or you, for that matter. I miss him. I miss Matt, and there's nothing I can do about that. But Alfie.
She puts a teddy bear aside.
I should have sorted this before he moved out.
I kept it as is, for when he moved back. I gave that marriage a year.
You don't have to do this just now, Mum.
Oh, I do, love. It's time.
She puts clothes into a plastic bag. In their dining room, Pete and Claire have an elaborate seating plan laid out on the table. Pete holds up a flag on a stick.
Ted and Vera Lewis.
Son in Singapore.
Oh, well, they can go next to Sam's Auntie Jo from the Todmorden Free to Bed.
Ah, saw what you did there.
Hey.
Smudger and latest crumpet.
You are going to have a word with Millie, aren't you? Because she really does need to be a bit more careful.
Well, Sam needs to be a bit more careful where he's walking.
You think he did it on purpose?
I don't think he took any film. I checked his phone.
You're saying you don't trust him?
Darling, I don't really know him.
Yeah, but you know me.
Pete looks wrong-footed. Joe's at home, sanding down the edge of the door to a large playhouse in the garden. Louise, holding a glass of red wine, watches him through the French windows. Joe looks out of the corner of his eye towards her. Sam sits at the bottom of steps to a clothes hire shop. Claire comes out holding a suit carrier.
Why did you skulk out like that? To tell them it was for your granny's funeral.
She sits beside him.
Sorry, Mum. Come on, you look great in it. You look like the young Marilyn Manson.
He scowls at her.
Like Pete makes me happy. Which is a good thing for both of us. All of us. Sam, come on, please.
All right, Sam.
Hey, Nathan.
Sam, we need to get shoes.
Just get the ones you like. Please, Mum.
He walks off with Nathan and two other lads. Claire's about to get up, but Lydia sits on the steps with her.
Perfect. Saves me popping round. Now, help for Hero's bake sale. Leafleting, running the stall, or baking?
Well, if you want cakes like burnt frisbees, then I'm your woman.
Okay, well, I'll put you down for leafleting.
And pen light. When are you free? Oh, it's not really my thing.
Oh, Pete's having a stag night.
Is he?
Yes, Stuart's organising it Friday.
Oh, well, Friday I said that I would meet up with Louise.
Oh, I'll bring him with you. So, can you do Manor Close and Woodstock Road?
Yeah.
Great.
Lydia hands her papers.
Thanks.
In Raveley's cookhouse, Millie goes up to Howard at the counter.
Knock off early, if you like.
Cheers.
Your wages. I've got a bit extra in.
Are you sacking me?
You're a grafter, and I've loved having you around the place.
I've loved being here.
I've got Paula at home, climbing up the walls. Need to find something to occupy with. I can't afford to pay the both of you.
This day just gets better.
Sorry. You ever need a reference?
She turns away. Night. Louise comes out of the bathroom to find Joe in his black boxer shorts.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
I can't sleep. What are we doing?
Joe, I'm tired.
He lays her hand on his chest.
36 beats per minute resting heart rate. That's Olympic athlete. Not when you're about.
Please.
I can live without you over there. I'm used to it. But here, knowing you're in a warm bed, our bed, all alone, I can't stand it. I miss the smell of you. I miss the taste of you. I know you miss me too.
He kisses her. Louise, wearing a skimpy black nightie, responds, then pulls away.
I'm not doing this.
It'd be so easy.
I know, that's why I'm not doing it.
He watches her in the shadowy light as she hurries away. Friends at Alfie playing in the nursery garden. Tasha sees her and she walks away.
Paula? Paula?
Paula turns to her.
I thought it was you.
I was just passing.
Did Tom tell you? Did Tom tell you? Alfie settled in well.
Looks like it. So what about you?
Oh, first aid, blood for England. But it's good for him, for both of us.
So when are you marching out, have they said?
I'm staying put. If I pay full rent, welfare says there's no hurry to chuck me out, so...
Too busy dealing with redundancies, I bet.
Yeah. No, I want to be settled for the baby.
Well, you know, we've got a spare room. Temporary or permanent. Cost you nothing. I'm just floating it.
We're happy where we are, but... We know where to find you.
Paula nods. A woman comes out holding Alfie.
Hello. Hello. A big kiss for Grandma.
Hello, darling.
Paula kisses Alfie. Joe finds Louise in their garden, pegging out clothes.
I've been down the barracks. I've signed off. One more year and I'm a free man.
What?
I'll do my paramedics training as resettlement. And... in the meantime...
He hands her property details.
Oh, not the cottage again.
But it's still on the market. It's what we've always dreamt of.
I've told you. This is temporary. Last night...
Yeah, we can't keep our hands off each other. Admit it.
Read my lips. I don't want you.
He stops her as she walks away.
Who is he? I know you. I know you don't like an empty bed. So who is it?
Hey. Day, you mean? Ask the neighbours. I've got them queuing round the block.
glaring, she stomps inside. Paula bustles into the cookhouse.
You never guess who I've been talking to. Tasha.
Is that right?
I was passing Alfie's nursery.
What, isn't that in Rye Ground Lane?
Do you want to hear my tale, or don't you?
Are the kitchen fittings staying?
We're flexible. It's always eBay. This is my wife, Paula.
Richard Benson. Acquisitions, Cafe Noon. I'll crack on.
So I've come to the end of the line, love. We're selling up.
She stares at him in horror. In the Ringer Bells pub, Adam goes up to Tom, who's throwing darts.
Sober?
Not for much longer, officer.
Let me guess. Early doors biryani, mojitos and closing time kebab.
Well, we might stop by the book group on the way back home, but pretty much in one, yeah?
Tom takes his darts from the board.
Seen anything, Natasha?
Not much, no.
It's been really hot with me. She all right with you? Proper snotty. Don't know what to do, mate.
Nothing. She's not a China doll, mate. She's Cheryl Davies' daughter.
Tom collects his darts again.
School of hard knocks.
Yeah, but she's got to get through this by herself. Look at you, proper bleeding heart. I hope we're not like this on duty.
Adam shakes his head.
You've been a good mate to her. Don't knock yourself out. It's not like she's family.
Tom throws a bullseye. Paula turns the cookhouse sign to closed, Howard sitting glumly.
You've put everything into this business. Your army gratuity, the few bob your mother left us, everything.
And more.
And to sell out to a chain. You hate Cafe Noon. Almost as much as you hate Starbucks.
Because they're bigger than us and they're better than us.
Rubbish, you don't believe that.
They're better at knowing what the punters want.
Look, we took our eye off the ball after Matt died. I left you single-handed.
It is not just that. It's the recession.
Yeah, we talked about Wi-Fi.
Love, this just goes way, way deeper than Wi-Fi.
Don't laugh at me. I don't know the scale of it.
I dream of petrol and matches.
She looks shocked. At home, Grace joins Hannah on the sofa to play a Wii game. Joe enters and lifts Hannah onto his knee.
Right, move up. Let me in. Let me in. Oh, who's the best on this? You know it's going to be me. Who shall I be? Shall I be this one?
No, that's Mummy's.
Oh, that's Mummy's. I can't play in a dress, can I? This one, then. Shall I be him?
Can't. That's Carl. He cheats.
What does he know?
Night at the gym. Carl's overseeing a rehabilitation session with a soldier in a wheelchair when Joe enters.
Push from the core, all the way up, 4 inch of movement. Down. Let's bring that down slowly.
Spartacus.
5 more up, sorry. Oh. Hey. Didn't expect to see you.
What, after Nicky? I'll admit, you know, things were looking pretty sticky, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Tell it to him.
The guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah, we're keeping the house. Just been down to tell welfare. Back on track.
Carl looks uneasy.
Oh, I just wanted to say thanks. From Lou and the kids. I said you've been their go-to guy while I've been away.
Carl glances away.
Cheers, mate.
They shake hands.
I owe you one.
Carl meets Joe's challenging look, then Joe saunters out looking grim. Paul is at home working by candlelight. She uses a calculator and makes notes. Carl leaves the gym. Whistling, he strides past a parked army truck. A figure darts out from behind the vehicle. The figure kicks Carl as he lies on the ground. A dull day in Laysham. Paula walks along a street, stops outside a bank with a brass plate outside it, and smiles to herself before heading up the steps into the bank. Carl's hobbling gingerly down a street when Louise sees him.
Hey, Hopalong! What happened? Did you fall off the treadmill? Oh, my...
Maybe you should have seen the other guy.
Carl, what happened?
I tripped. No, just get back to your husband, Lou. We deserve each other. Just tell him to watch his back.
In the bank.
Hello. Sorry to keep you. How can I help you?
Paula Raveley to see Mr. Loudon.
Oh, Mr. Loudon's not here. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, when will he be back? Only we've been customers for over 20 years.
He's retired. I deal with lending in branch. Please.
She sits down.
We run a cafe. We lost our son a few months back, and my husband, well, we let things slide a bit. Nothing terminal, but we could do with a loan to get us back on track. I've done some calculations. I think 36 months should do it.
I'm sorry. The business is up to its overdraft limit.
Yeah, I know that.
And you've already made additional borrowing. I can't agree to any more until I see an improvement in these figures.
Oh, you'll get it. If you lend us this money.
I'm sorry.
Is that all you ever say? My family have fought for this country. We have never claimed a penny off anyone.
They're a guideline.
My husband won a medal at Goose Green. Northern Ireland, Bosnia, he served all over. My youngest was killed in Afghanistan.
I'm sorry about that.
Don't apologise. Do something!
Paula looks down and tries to regain her composure. She brushes her hair aside and looks at him.
It's a cracking little business. If we go to the wall, what will you get instead? Another kebab shop? A McDonald's? Is that what my son died for? Or you're what he died for? Bean counters, book passers, schoolboys in suits.
Mrs. Raveley.
You make me sick. You're unhinged.
Is it, mate?
That man has been nothing but brilliant to us.
Yeah, proper gen, I heard.
Joe follows Louise into the hallway.
Lou, what are you doing?
Taking the girls to me mum's.
You can't.
If this is what you're capable of, over nothing, I don't want you anywhere near him.
Why'd you believe him, eh?
And there was me, softening, remembering all your good points. Thanks a lot. You've done me a favour.
He watches her dash upstairs. Louise loads up the car with luggage.
I gave you the chance to act like a proper human being and you blew it. As soon as that school bell rings, we're going to my mum's.
No, you're not.
Don't expect any visits.
I won't let you.
You can't stop me.
She turns to face him.
No?
He grabs the keys.
I can stop you taking my car.
Our car? You never heard of trains?
She stomps back into the house. Joe clenches his jaw, which twitches as he watches her. Paula's walking past the barracks when she spots a van marked Regina of Mayfair through the gate. She goes to the soldier guarding the gate.
Hello, Dennis. Is it all right if I have a quick word with Sergeant Spader?
On you go.
Spader's supervising the unloading of the van.
Sergeant Spader?
Yes?
Paula Raveley. From Raveley's Cookhouse.
Oh, hello.
Couldn't help noticing your caterers are from London.
Our clients choose their own firms. They come from all over.
When you've got quality suppliers on your doorstep.
At home, Joe puts his medic's kit into the pocket of his kit bag and zips it up. He puts a large bottle of tablets into a rucksack, then shoulders it. He picks up the kit bag and his jacket, scans about the kitchen, then leaves. Joe walks across a car park with Grace and Hannah.
Gotta be quick so no one sees us. It's a secret adventure. We're going on a magical mystery tour.
Where to?
If I told you that, it wouldn't be a mystery, would it?
Where's Mum?
Ah, now that's the magic. Go on in, you get. Oh! Hey! Climb over. Let your sister in, please.
In the school playground, Louise talks with a teacher.
Will you just let him take them?
Well, he is their father.
I don't believe you're supposed to phone me.
I don't believe this.
Louise runs out of the yard. Joe drives the kids down a country lane. The girls sit in the back with toys and look gloomy. Louise makes a call on her mobile.
Claire, it's Lou. Can you come over, please? It's Joe. He's taking the kids.
Home front.
Max said no.
It's not all bad news.
You bought a scratch card.
Just off your best penny. We've got a visitor coming to tea.
Paula makes a call.
Hello, Thomas. Yeah, get your backside round here sharpish. And bring a clean shirt.
Howard looks puzzled. She winks at him. At Louise's.
Why can't you stay? It's one of yours.
It's a domestic. It's an issue for unit welfare.
He told the teacher he was taking them on holiday. Has he got their passports?
She looks for them.
He's been missing for just over an hour.
Yeah, long enough to get to an airport.
Any court orders, injunctions?
She finds the passports.
So he just picked them up early?
Yeah, without telling me. And he's not answering his mobile.
Maybe he's driving.
Look, he wouldn't move out. He thought that I'd been sleeping with someone else. He got really nasty and I flipped and said I was taking the kids to my mum's.
Any history of violence?
He's a soldier.
The cop glances at Pete, who looks away.
He's never been violent towards me.
Where does your mother live?
Newcastle.
Louise, don't take this the wrong way, but maybe they've just gone out for ice cream. You've got the passports, you say there's no clothes missing.
But she knows her own husband.
Look, you're obviously upset, and we will take this seriously. But please ask yourself, could there be an innocent explanation for all this?
Sure. Thanks.
She throws down the passports and goes to the cop.
You've not even asked me for his car registration.
She fumes and looks worried. At the cookhouse...
Sergeant, you're in for a treat.
Simon, please.
People think, you know, army catering. They're just shovelling beans all day.
Slopjock is used cause. Oh, well, they forget the formal dinners.
All that regimental crystal.
I have cooked for the Duke of Westminster and the British Ambassador to Belize.
No,
and...
Dad, not the Olivia Newton-John story, not again. Come on.
Enjoy.
OK, Laura. Yeah, well, if you do hear an... Yeah, straight away. Thanks. Yeah, love to the boys. Joe's sister. No one's heard a thing, and she would tell me.
Well, we could just... We could drive around...
No.
...and see if...
What if they phone home and we don't even know if they're in Laysham? Joe, pick up your phone. You've made your point now. Just speak to me.
Where are we, Daddy?
This... is where we're going to live. All of us. Forever and ever.
They pull up at a picturesque cottage in sunlight. Joe and the girls peer through the glass of the front door.
Want to see inside? Yeah? Oh, the silly sausage. The man was supposed to give me a key, but he's left it in there.
Right, come here a minute. Stand out of the way. That's it, you stay there.
Joe picks up a brick and smashes one of the four panes in the old glass and wood door.
You like it?
Come on.
Watch out. What's that, Jeffrey?
It's dark. I don't like it.
At the cookhouse.
Well, this must seem tame compared to some of the kitchens you've worked in.
Feels like they're rich, mate.
He was fried up on a Primus once and a hand grenade rolled right under it.
Oh, what did you do?
It's honest.
Howard pours more wine for Spader. There's a rose on the table. At Louise's.
He's not with family. Could he be with friends? Could he be with this Macca he talked about? Do you have a special place? Where did you get engaged? Joe?
It's perfect. Like something Hannah used to draw. With roses round the door.
The cottage? Are you at Mulroyd Edge?
We should have come here years ago.
Let me speak to the girls. What are they doing? Joe?
They're better off. It's peaceful here. Oh.
Joe? You've made your point, all right? Now just bring them home.
She searches in the bin for the details.
If the kids can't have the mum and the dad, what is the point? I'm not bringing them home, Lou.
Is this the place? You sure?
Let's go.
At the cookhouse.
I'll be in touch.
Bye.
Thanks again.
Bye.
Spader leaves. Tom, Howard and Paula look uncertain.
Well, you can do volume. Your track record proves that.
Yeah, and today proves you can do quality.
You couldn't have done more, Dad. Well done.
Is that the military police?
Yeah. He's one of yours. I've tried the police. They're not interested. We've not got a postcode. It's Deer Park Lane, Mulroyd Edge. He said he's not bringing them back.
They pull up outside the cottage in Claire's 4x4 and get out.
Right. I'll look in the house. You have a look round out here.
OK.
Claire strides along a muddy track bordered by grass.
Grace!
Louise moves to look through a window of the whitewashed cottage.
Hannah! Grace!
Claire moves swiftly through woodland.
Hannah!
Louise glances in through another window, then hurries around to the front of the cottage, which is red brick and covered in climbing roses. She sees the door is ajar. Claire finds Joe's car in the woodland. She goes to try a door, but the door is locked. Blonde hair shows from beneath a cover.
Hannah! Grace!
It looked bigger on the photos. You're gonna hate me, but I kind of promised the girls a horse.
Louise rushes out of the house, past Joe, and through a doorway into another part of the garden. Joe's blacked up his cheeks.
Just tell me where they are.
See, Laysham's our problem. Too many people trying to pump you full of lies.
If you've done anything to hurt them, you're enjoying this.
You still haven't told what you make of the house.
Hannah! Grace!
Claire reaches into the car through an open window and undoes a door.
Grace!
She pulls back the covers to find the blonde hair belongs to a doll. Claire slams the car door shut. Louise frantically searches the garden and stops to scan about. Joe saunters up behind her and puts his hands in the pockets of his combat trousers.
This is what it feels like. Wondering. And you don't pick up the phone. Where are they? Who's putting them to bed? Who's putting you to bed? It's no life, is it?
She turns to him slowly.
I'm sorry. You're a great dad. Just let me see him.
What, so you can be sure that I'm such a great dad?
Let's just stop hurting each other, please.
I've been saying that for months, and you didn't want to listen.
Well, I do now.
Yeah, right.
In the woodland, Claire finds a camouflaged wigwam with a Union Jack pennant on it. She looks inside.
Hannah?
Hannah lies with her eyes closed and camouflage paint on her face.
It's getting cold. Grace's little legs.
I had a right laugh today. I made them camouflage.
Yeah, I can see.
Louise!
Hannah.
Claire's carrying Hannah.
You all right, baby?
What's the matter with her?
She's sleepy. She's sleepy.
What's the matter with her?
Nothing.
Where's Grace? Where is she? What have you done with her?
Well, they were together when I left them.
Where?
At the wigwam.
Grace!
Yep. Right, yeah, we've found it.
Grace!
Corporal Machetta!
Military police.
What have you done?
Put your hands in front of you.
What?
No, I have to find my daughter. I need to find my daughter. Can somebody fuck this up?
Joe struggles with the police as they restrain him. The women look on anxiously, with Louise holding Hannah to her and stroking her hair.
Daddy!
Grace!
Grace!
Ah!
Joe is handcuffed and hustled away. Louise goes to pick up Grace and hugs her. Joe's frog-marched.
Daddy! Daddy!
I can abduct my own kids!
Daddy! Daddy! Where's it taking Daddy?
Gracie!
Hey, Grace! It's okay, Grace. I'm just playing a game. Okay? Tell him you've got it wrong, Lou. The girls are fine, you know, it wouldn't hurt them. Just how much you hate me.
She fixes him with a fraught stare. A military cop who wears a red beret puts his hand on Joe's head and guides him into the back of a waiting car. Louise has her arms about her daughters as they watch him being driven away. In dappled sunlight, she walks away holding her daughter's hands. ITFC audio description. Next time, Pete to Sam.
You don't like it here. You don't think you fit in, then you do something about it. But you do not shit on my doorstep.
Looks like you're moving in. Oh, you are moving in. Do you want to lie down?
Oh, you're kidding. I'm still paying for that suite.
Big wife. Diner, yeah?
Girls?
Julie's.
Oh.
Come on. I'm sorry, I can't marry you.
Howard, Tasha's having a baby.
Well, because the more I knew him, the more I knew I couldn't live without him.
You didn't see him with Nikki. Flirting.
necking, like you didn't exist. I'll kill Mum and Dad.
I know.
Come back tomorrow, eh, before you go. They need to say goodbye to you.
You're right. I'm frightened. I'm absolutely terrified. I don't know whether you're going to come back in a wheelchair. I don't know whether you're going to flip out. I don't know whether you're going to come back at all.